Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on next generation GST reforms. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on Wednesday announced sweeping changes to the goods and services tax of the GST regime after the 56th GST Council meeting in New Delhi. Billed as the next gen GST reforms, the move rationalizes the tax structure. Please welcome in the studio well-known economic analyst Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya for a conversation on these next gen reforms.
Thank you very much for having me here.
So I think a good way to begin would be to listen to the Prime Minister's statement on GST reforms.
साथियों मैंने लाल किले से इस बार 15 अगस्त को कहा था कि भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म करना बहुत जरूरी है। मैंने देशवासियों से भी ये वादा किया था कि इस दिवाली और छठ पूजा से पहले खुशियों का डबल धमाका होगा। कल भारत सरकार ने राज्यों के साथ मिलकर के एक बहुत बड़ा निर्णय किया है और बहुत महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय है। अब जीएसटी और भी ज्यादा सिंपल हो गया है, सरल हो गया है। जीएसटी के मुख्यतः दो ही रेट रह गए हैं, 5% और 18%, 5% और 18%। और 22 सितंबर सोमवार जब नवरात्र का पहला दिन है और ये सारी चीजों का मातृशक्ति को सत संबंध तो बहुत ही रहता है और इसलिए नवरात्रि के इस प्रथम दिवस पर जीएसटी का जो एक रिफॉर्म वर्जन है, नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म किया हुआ, वो लागू हो जाएगा।
After this announcement, actually, I think there were many, many happy reactions, particularly from the trade and industry bodies.
On behalf of Trade Promotion Council of India, I congratulate the government for this much-timed, very well thought of and much needed financial stimulus that the government has given to the domestic industry. Turbulent times are going on and the American exports have been directly hit with the heavy tariffs. And in such a situation, the reduction of GST slab rates will definitely boost domestic purchase, will boost domestic demand, and the companies will have a lot of options to push their products in the domestic market.
Nishant Badana from Mobile and Electronic Devices Export Promotion Council. The approval of GST 2.0 marks a landmark reform in India's tax journey. The simplification of two primary slabs, 5% and 18%, with a special 40% rate for luxury and sin goods. This is a forward-looking reform that will support both businesses and consumers. In the electronics sector, the reduction of GST on air conditioners and televisions from 28% to 18% is especially welcome, and we are delighted to see it fulfilled.
First of all, I must congratulate the finance minister for taking this bold step, which was taken at the initiative of the prime minister's word, which he gave on the Independence Day speech from Bradford. This has helped small and medium exporters, MSMEs, and the general public for giving them relief for day-to-day things, but has also rationalized the GST things and made it very, very simple for a common man to know exactly how much he is spending and what is a product worth.
So, AKB, please help us understand, why was this rationalization required?
Well, you have to go back in time a little bit. When GST was introduced after many years of wait in July 2017, it was doing quite well. At that time, the effective average rate of collection was supposed to be around 14%, but it ended up being around 12 or 13%. There was this demand that the GST has been introduced. The Prime Minister at that time said that this has to be the good and simple tax. But over the years, what happened was that the GST continued to have too many rates. As many as 5 different rates were in operation. There was a new cess that was introduced, which was continued because of the COVID. And 2018 and 2019, the rates were reduced, as a result of which the effective average tax came down to 11.5% compared to the required aspirational rate of 14%. So there was all-round dissatisfaction, both among consumers and industry players, traders, that GST is a better system. It allows you to prevent cascading of taxes. It allows you to get the input tax refunds through online system, but at the end of the day, it was not really becoming a good and simple tax which the Prime Minister wanted it to be. So this time, in quick time, I must say, from the day that the Prime Minister announced on 15th of August about the next gen GST, and about in a month and a half, we have a clear date of 22nd September where the GST rates, one, will be reduced. You have a few items which are luxury sin items, which will continue to be taxed at 40%. The compensation cess, which will also go away from these sin items once the repayment of the loans will be over, which according to some calculation, it will be over in November. So in the 2 months from now, even those sin goods will only be attracting 40% tax. So 5% and 18% and 40%. So you are actually moving towards the ideal single rate GST. And what is happening is 12% has gone to 5% mostly, and 28% has gone mostly to 18%.
So Ikibi, before we actually move on to a cost benefit analysis, I think let's review. And in fact, the finance minister did talk about one of the basic principles of why and what basis was this rationalization done. Benefit the common man.
Reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases, the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions we have taken today. Health-related also will benefit. So the key drivers of economy have been given a prominence.
So when we talk of the key drivers of the economy, and I know a lot is being read into the timing and where is the relief going to go, please explain to our listeners some of the technicalities of the application, especially with reference to health and insurance. But before that, once again, let's just briefly listen to the finance minister on what she said about this particular sector.
Insurance services from 18% currently will go into 2-3 different categories. I'll say that to you. Exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policies, whether term life, ULIP, or endowment policies, and reinsurance thereof to make insurance affordable for common man and increase the insurance coverage in the country. Exemption of GST on all individual health insurance policies, including family floater policies and policies for senior citizens, and reinsurance thereof to make insurance affordable for the common man and increase the insurance coverage in the country.
So what are the caveats? What's the fine print?
Well, at the outset, this is a great move. Remember that this became a major controversy, and not just economically, but also politically. It was something that the government had to really sort of deal with. Health insurance, if you want to increase the penetration of health insurance coverage, then you have to make sure that the health insurance is less expensive. Now, 18% tax on every year's premium that you pay did make this entire experience of having a health insurance coverage a little more prohibitive. So the moment you reduce it to zero, what you will see is this, there are a lot many more people will probably go in for a higher coverage because your overall liability on your premium has come down. So that is the one thing that will happen. The second thing that will happen is that the people who go in for ULIP, which is unit-linked insurance policies, now they go in for investment off in the market. Now, when they go in for a 100 rupee investment under the ULIP policy, suddenly when they see the 18% tax is not there, they might go in for a little higher amount of investment under the same ULIP policy. And I'm reasonably certain that the insurance companies will push for these increases, as a result of which you will see a big boost to the insurance sector. But there are also some procedural issues that will come up, because please remember, if the final product or final service in this case is 0%, then there is no refund that is accruing to the insurance provider for all the taxes he or she has paid in the intermediate stages, like the whatever raw materials, whatever staff taxes the insurance company pays. Now, there is no way that this company can actually claim refund of that against the final tax, because the final tax is zero. So some sort of adjustment will take place. The insurance company will come out with their new policies, new packages. But on the whole, I would say the insurance sector gets a leg up, a big push. And for a country of India's size and the growing middle class, this is something that was waiting to be done.
So actually what in effect you're saying is that if we have a 10% cut, the 10% is not going to get passed on directly. It would be less. So for anybody to expect that, oh, you know, this is what, where is the other money going? There are other things that are involved.
You are absolutely right. Take the case of small cars. Small cars were earlier being charged 28%. Now clearly the automakers will be excited because they suddenly see that they can bring down their price. But will they bring down their price by 10 percentage points? No, I don't think so. What will happen is this, the anti-profiteering clauses of the GST mechanism probably would kick in and come to the rescue of many consumers if some companies, by taking advantage of the lack of competition in the market, do not pass on the at least the bulk of the benefit to the consumers. Maybe the anti-profiteering clauses can be invoked and things will be not as bad as some people are fearing on this front.
Right. Sectorally, now looking at the agriculture sector and the farmers, what's the rate for them?
Well, it's the tractor prices will come down dramatically, and it's of course good news for those who are manufacturing tractors in this country, but also a large number of farmers who are wanting to mechanize their farming processes will probably find buying a tractor at 5% duty a little more feasible. So I think that's a big thing. The fertilizer prices, they've been taken care of through the lower taxes. So I think the farming sector, their needs have also been addressed under this GST rationalization move.
Right. So when the government, and I know it's a step-by-step approach, because when GST was brought in, there were so many naysayers, a lot of critics, and I think a lot of reshuffling was done. Conversations happened to and fro. Industry bodies were also consulted. What has given the government confidence to say, okay, now let's take it like this and let's rationalize more and more? Is it the collection? Is it the implementation? Is it people actually adhering?
I think it's a very important point that you have raised. I think GST collections have seen a reasonable growth, barring the COVID years, and 8 to 9% or 10% growth year-on-year basis has been very, very satisfying from a government's point of view. Now, what has happened is that while collections have grown, but disputes have risen because of classification problem, because there are too many rates, input tax credit disputes have risen, and absence of an appellate authority has had caused some problems. So I think this was probably the right time that you rationalize the rates by bringing down the number of rates to just two. Use this opportunity of abolishing the compensation cess, because you have already repaid the loan, or maybe you will be repaying the loan in the next 2 months to the RBI. So you can actually reduce the compensation cess. So the large number of these, the tobacco items and all that, they will probably after November will come down to 40%. So I think that's a domestic factor. The international factor is the Trump shock of the tariffs. So there is an attempt here to reform your domestic economy and use that reform to counter the negative influences of the Trump tariff on the Indian economic output growth.
I think that's a great word to actually say thank you and conclude the program, reform. And the word by itself says you have to reform something. So there will be, application issues. There could be teething troubles again in getting this new system. What happens to the older cases? What is the lens going to be used to settle those in the appellate body? But actually those changes and those pangs will be there. But the graph is upward and the direction is positive.
You're absolutely right.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya, for coming on to our program.
Thank you for having me here.
You were listening to a discussion on next generation GST reforms. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.